listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. Urgent action is needed to address Victoria's rental crisis. A new report by the Community Housing Industry Association shows almost 145,000 households across the state are battling to pay the rent, 3,600 in Bendigo and 3,500 in the northwest, being around 5.5% of their populations. And the association's Jess Pomeroy says there needs to be both short and long-term solutions.
Chiavik is calling on the state government to invest a further $6 billion to deliver 20,000 social homes over the next decade. The short-term solution could be looking at things like additional income supplements to help people with cost of living.
April 4 is the date when the first Bonza flight touches down in Mildura. The budget airline has started flying to 17 destinations around Australia from its base on the Sunshine Coast. Mildura Mayor Liam Wood says Sunraysia has a lot to offer.
Hopefully we're offering the outback fields, the agricultural field, the mighty Murray River, and obviously perfect weather. I don't want to boast, but Mildura has more sunny days than Sunshine Coast.
Meantime, Bendigo Airport is getting more federal government money for more upgrades. $100,000 will be spent on fencing to reduce wildlife hazards as part of the regional airports program. And the Commonwealth Games village construction process is underway today as expressions of interest open. At the start of the week, a petition went to Bendigo Council calling on them to do everything possible to make sure local businesses are picked. To sport now, and our young basketballers are recovering from the highly competitive Bendigo Junior Classic. The Braves tasted success at the under 12 boys level, also scoring the silverware in the under 14s boys and girls. While Mildura's best performers included the boys under 12s who advanced to the semi-finals, the under 14 boys who narrowly missed out on a place in the decider, and the under 14s Division 2 who were bundled out in the quarterfinals.